The Joint Finance Committee late last night approved legislation that would strip the public sector of most of its collective bargaining rights. All 12 Republicans on the committee voted in favor of the bill, while the four Democrats opposed the controversial legislation that's drawn thousands to the state capitol this week. WUWM's LaToya Dennis joins us in the studio this morning to talk about that very thing. Good morning, LaToya.
Hi, Bob.
Well, what's been the scene at the state capitol this week?
Well, for a lot of people, it's something that we can't even imagine. Public sector employees and their supporters have come out in force. Just to give you an idea of what I mean by that, there have been estimates of upwards of 13,000 people there protesting and demonstrating at one time. UW-Milwaukee professor of governmental affairs Mordecai Lee says that you have to go back quite some time to find something similar.
You'd have to go back to the 60s, for example, when Father Grappi occupied the state assembly and prevented the state assembly from meeting in protest of cuts in welfare payments.
Now, while many of us may not have expected protest of this magnitude, they are expected to carry on today. And Mordecai says he isn't surprised.
Laws will change so that state employees really take home less pay because they have to contribute more to their health insurance and to their retirement. Now, some people will agree with that, some people will disagree with it, but it's a tangible kind of effect. And so I think it's quite understandable that people who are feeling that tangible effect or fearing that tangible effect would be so mobilized.
So does he think that these demonstrations and protests will actually matter in the long run, LaToya?
Well, simply put, no.
These elected officials fervently believe in the ideology that the bill represents and therefore are willing to go against, let's say, 100 voters or 200 voters that they're hearing from. With the thinking being, in 2 years or 4 years, I'm going to face the voters, and this will be a referendum. And if more of the voters didn't like what I did, I'll be defeated. If more of the voters liked what I did, then I'll be reelected.
Now, Bob, as I mentioned earlier, protesters are expected to return to the Capitol today. Several school districts across the state will not hold class because employees are expected to join the demonstrations in Madison. The full legislature could act on the bill as early as today.
Thanks, LaToya.
Thank you, Bob.